The Defense Department is under orders from Congress to come up with a plan to save $10 billion in administrative spending at its headquarters by 2019. That plan was due 18 months ago, and DOD still hasn't delivered it. And according to the Government Accountability Office, the saving strategies the department has briefed to Congress are not detailed enough to come up with a meaningful evaluation. John Pendleton is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at GAO. He says DOD has a lot of work to do before it can convince Congress that it can meet its savings targets.
They gave them 5 years because they could report, they could actually claim past savings. But they were also supposed, as you mentioned, report to Congress along the way. The bottom line of our report is that DOD has identified some reductions as directed by Congress, but they're not on track, at least yet, to make the $10 billion target. And probably more significantly, we have concerns about the reliability of the data that they have thus far.
Right. So I think the number they're giving you is just a little bit north of $13 billion by 2021. Why do they believe, or why do you believe, that that $10 billion by 19 is not doable?
Well, actually, this is a unclassified version of a for official use only report. Mm-hmm. DOD declared the exact savings by fiscal year 19 to be sensitive but unclassified. It's less than $10 billion. But they told us they were still working on it. They thought they would make $10 billion by fiscal year 19. But right now, they have not identified that much in savings.
But bottom line, in any case, as you lay out in detail in the report, the estimates that they do have are not reliable. So talk a bit about the reason for that.
Right. So it's basically because the numbers that they've identified have been based on some pretty weak support. So we concluded the savings were unreliable, and there's a lot of wonky stuff about how we do that, but don't bank on the numbers. But let's break it down a couple of ways, if
Please.
You'll bear with me for a second, right? So Congress allowed DOD to claim savings back to 2015 because they've had previous efficiency efforts. And so they identified about $5.3 billion in headquarters-related savings for that, right? So the problem was that those estimates were not rooted in sound baseline numbers. This goes back to some previous work that GAO has done. A long-standing problem is that DOD just hasn't kept track of what constitutes a headquarters, the resources being devoted to headquarters. And like I said, GAO's reported on that before and encouraged DOD to square that away, and they're working on it. But for this past claim, it was basically based on soft baselines. DOD's own independent cost analysis group deemed the savings estimates as not auditable. So we had to really put that disclaimer in. So the second chunk, about $8 billion, was about the ongoing efforts and savings projections that they were making. And so there are several different efforts, headquarters and business operations and IT consolidations. And to keep it brief, DOD savings projections are basically a reduction of the out-year program. I think most of your listeners probably know what the FYDP is, the Future Years Defense Program.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't provide us details about how they were actually going to achieve the reduction. So while an out-year FYDP reduction expresses intent and guidance, it doesn't really pass muster as a reliable cost savings estimate.
Because there's not a lot of detail in a FYDP for any purpose beyond the current or beyond the upcoming fiscal year.
No, I think that's true. I mean, that's true for the FYDP in general, but in terms of being able to just say whether or not the reliable cost estimates were there, well, let me just give you an example. It'll be easier, right?
Sure.
So let's talk about two. Let's talk about headquarters reductions and business operations improvement. So DOD originally thought that they could save a good amount of money by reducing headquarters through delayering. That is, like the name implies, cutting the number of layers. As they got going, it really didn't turn out that their delayering efforts were going to yield as much as they had originally hoped. And DOD was honest with us about that, but they told us they were still going to save the money by doing, and I'm doing air quotes right now, you can't see me on the radio, other things, but they didn't say what the other things were. So put simply, they were just going to make top-line cuts to the organization and then let the organizations work it out. In the business operations side, so at the outset, it was described, and again, this job went on for several months, that we were told about a number of initiatives that they had ongoing to try to yield the reductions. As time went on, the initiatives did not really yield the planned savings, so DOD, again, just took the out-year program axe to the FYDP, but it's not clear where the reductions will occur. The only specific one we could get was Defense Finance and Accounting Service lowering the amount it charges some of its customers. So what we're looking for is specifics about how you're going to achieve these savings, not just an out-year budget whack.
And it, I think across the various categories that you looked at, there was differing level of detail in different categories. Not great detail in any of them, but some better than others, right?
You know, the service requirements review boards weren't too bad. This is the service contracts. And I understand they're going to do these annually for a while. It was pretty specific about what they plan to do. So those were actually pretty good, and we indicated that in the report.
As you point out in the report, the department has gone through a half dozen or so of these overhead reduction drills going back to 2010. And in at least some of them, it has claimed specific dollar savings out of those. And the one that sticks in my mind is the Bob Gates Efficiency Initiative back in 2010. The number we kept hearing back then was $78 billion. I guess my question is, based on everything you've seen about DOD's methodologies and documentation, are any of the claims that they've made in the past reliable?
Oh, I think it's a mixed bag, Jared. I mean, there's a couple of problems with this kind of thing that, you know, I would point out in general. One is that claims tend to be self-reported, right? You ask an organization what they were able to save because and then the second problem is we just, DOD rather, doesn't have good information about the resources being devoted to these organizations. So it's difficult to audit, you know, savings. So has DOD taken steps to, you know, make reductions? Absolutely. Would the numbers add in the big scheme of things? I'm not so sure. And when the 20% headquarters reduction, you may remember from a few years back, was problematic because it wasn't clear 20% of what. They just said it was going to be 20% of major headquarters, but the department did not have in its records what they were spending on headquarters. So 20% of what became the problem. So it's a mixed bag. I think definitely the department's made a number of efficiency efforts, and they're ongoing. But it is difficult to get a precise number on this stuff.
That 20% headquarters reduction going back to 2013 has been one of the squishiest over the years. Have they given any feedback to you about what they think they have achieved or what if they think they can still do 20?
I think that they would. Most of the organizations would say that they have reduced 20%. But again, the difficulty there is I don't know what the starting point
compared
was.
To what, right?
Right. So in 2014, we actually recommended, and the department, you know, has been doing this, that they not focus so much just on headquarters because this problem is perennial. You know, we wrote reports on it in the late 90s that you know it was difficult to identify if your headquarters and the guy sitting next to you is not, you know, because in some cases 20% of an organization was headquarters and in other cases 80% of a similar organization might be designated as headquarters. So it's very difficult to track that. So we recommended they look beyond headquarters. And I think this last round of efficiencies, which we report on, there's five different major efforts here, really reflects the fact that the department's looking broader than just headquarters because there's just a limit to how much that's actually going to save you.
Yeah. Is some of the lack of detail that they've been giving to Congress or that, you know, what they're missing in terms of their reporting to Congress so far partly related to just the change in a new administration and that new administration needing to review things and figure out where the priorities are?
I think it's possible. In their response back to us, DOD indicated that their effort would likely be rolled into the government-wide reform effort.
Mm-hmm.
That the report to Congress, I understand, was very close to being sent before the election, but then is now, as DOD put it, in their response back to us, going to be submitted shortly, although I don't know what shortly means in this context. But, yeah, I think probably the changeover did affect things. Again, that OMB government-wide government reform effort is probably affecting DOD, and they're probably keeping their cards close here on it because they don't until that works out.